partly sunny, warm and humid, high 85. Then Friday, partly sunny, very warm and humid, thunderstorm and spots in the afternoon, high 88. Is there any sign of getting rid of the warmth and humidity? Actually, early next week, it looks like that'll happen. We could have several days when the temperature drops to the upper 50s and low 60s, and days only get to the 70s, a real change from the way it's been recently. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400. WRJN.
It is 71 degrees right now in Kenosha, 71 Burlington, Milwaukee 74, 72 degrees in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
What was that gentleman's name?
Don Edmark.
Do you know him?
Yeah, well, he hired me. He was one of the three that hired me.
Good talent scout. Great voice.
Yep.
Great radio voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know who else has a good voice for broadcasting?
Mm.
Brian Anderson.
Yep.
The Brewers play-by-play man.
Yeah.
Now, the Cubs and Brewers are playing a four-game series right now. And I've got the MLB package so I can watch all the Cubs games and also catch my lowly Tampa Bay Rays, who killed the Padres last night, by the way, 15-1. Big deal.
Yeah.
But when you are in a local town – and your team is playing the local town, they black out the out-of-town feed. So I can't watch Len Casper and Jim DeShays, who do the Cubs games. Len Casper used to do the Brewers back in the day. So I have to watch Brian Anderson and Bill Schroeder. Schroeder is awful. Absolutely awful. So negative. So insecure about the Cubs and Wrigley Field.
He goes based on past history.
I get it. But last night, the Cubs had won game one, a makeup game yesterday, 4-0. And there was two outs in the top of the ninth. The Cubs were leading again 4-0. And Brian Anderson said right before the next pitch that the Brewers had never been shut out in a doubleheader in their history. And the next pitch, this kid hit a home run for the Brewers. It was like on cue. It was perfect. So it was fun. So the Cubs swept the Brew Crew yesterday at Wrigley. They go again tonight on the north side. I was there, you know, last week.
Well, that was last week.
Yeah.
Not last night.
Last week. Yeah. And could not, to save my life, find somebody to go to the game with me. I asked you to go to the game with me. I found out yesterday that Mark Eichhorst would have gone.
Did you ask him?
No, it didn't occur to me.
Well, you work with the guy and you didn't ask him?
No.
Nice.
The answer to your yes or no question is
wow.
No. And he's a huge Cubs fan.
Uh-huh.
So I told him that if I ever talk about not being able to find somebody, just speak up. He said he would have gone to the game. But in any case, if you'll recall, I was determined to get a date for the...
want him to go. You wanted...
Well, I mean, I would have been happy to have Mark go, but I talked to so many people, including the great Tom Carco. So I end up at this bar across from Wrigley Field before the game. I went to the Cubby Bear, and the place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nice Italian beef there about 4:30, and it was clear to me that every woman that was in the bar was either with a guy or was going to the game anyway with a group. They were all clad in Cubby paraphernalia and clothing and stuff. So I went down to another bar, and it wasn't that busy. And all the bartenders were of the female variety, one more attractive than the other. But there was this one, TK. Can you see her? Can you make that out?
Oh, the stand is in the way.
See her? That's Lainey. She could not be more attractive. And she was nice. And she just absolutely a gorgeous woman, very sweet. And now I have to figure out how this old fat guy is going to ask this girl to the game. So here's what, may I say what you just did?
What?
He rubbed his fingers
together.
Well,
she's a bartender.
Like money, money, money. So here's what I did. See, it's all about the opening line when you want to pick up a young lady. And so here's what I asked her. I said, when the game starts, does this place die? And she goes, oh, my God, it's just dead. It just totally clears out. She said we spend the next couple hours looking at each other's navels. And so I said, well, you should go to the game today. Oh, she said, I would love to. So I was ready. I had the ticket. I slid it across the bar. I said, go to the game with me. She was like, really? I said, absolutely, you should go to the game with me. I said, I've got great seats right behind home plate. And she goes, I haven't been to a game yet this year. I would love to go. She said, let me text my boss and see if it's okay. And I said, it's right across from the ballpark, this bar. I said, you'll be back before the game's over. Tell him. So the guy never texted her back. And it was getting towards the first pitch. And I was there to see the game, of course.
Yeah.
Not just to pick up Laney. And so I said, here's the ticket. I gave her the ticket. And I said, just meet me. You'll have no problem finding the seats. And about a half an hour later, she texted me and said her boss wouldn't let her go.
Okay. You bought that, huh?
Well, it's a good story anyway. Well, and the Cubbies won in 11 innings in walk-off fashion. And I got to sing the Steve Goodman song, Go Cubs Go. It's very exciting.
Doesn't take much, does it?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to let you folks know that the Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate here in Wisconsin, Phil Anderson, is going to join us after we learn what else is happening in the world of sports next on WRJN.
Time to fire up those taste buds. Grill games are here Friday and Saturday, August 26th and 27th.